What in tarnation you doing?
Hey, don't need to yell at me that way. I was just counting the loaves of yesterday's bread.
Yeah, how many was there?
15 of them.
15?
Yes.
Why, dagnabbit, if we sell all of them a cent under what they cost us, we're going to lose 15 cents.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to stop selling yesterday's bread.
You're going to give it away?
No, we're not going to give it away. What'd be the sense of that?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, just stop your wondering and listen. Now, lots of our customers is behind in their bills, ain't they?
Yes, plenty of them is.
All right, here's what we'll do. Every time anybody that's behind in a bill asks for a loaf of bread, we'll give them yesterday's bread and charge them the regular price for it. And I bet we don't get nary a kick. That ought to... how'd you do, Mrs. Bunn? There's something you wanted?
You don't think there's anything in this store I'd want, do you? Is Hector Smith here?
No, he ain't here, and I don't know as I'd tell you if he was talking this way, that way about our store.
Why do you want a Hector?
I've got news for him.
Oh, you mean you ain't going to build no statue in Corn Center after all?
Of course we're going to erect it. And just think, I've engaged one of the most famous sculptors in America to do it.
Who's that you say you're engaged to?
I'm not engaged to anybody.
No, of course not, Deb. She's hired this fella. Hired him to do her, to be her hairdresser.
Oh, I have not. He's a sculptor.
Yeah, you can call it scalp if you want to, but here in Corn Center, it's always been just plain scalp and was good enough for our daddies, good enough for us.
Your dad, Dan Tootin.
Yes.
Oh, listen. This sculptor is the man who's going to make the statue.
What? You mean you're going to send out of town somebody to do it? Say, now listen here, Miss Bunn, you can't do that.
Who says I can't?
Oh, well, I didn't mean it just that way, but our Corn Center blacksmith can make awful good statues.
What's he ever made?
Well, ain't you never see the hitching posts around town here with the horse's head on top of them? Well, he made every one of them.
Yes, and he made the weather vane on top of the depot, too.
Yes.
This is to be a work of art. Your blacksmith couldn't make a $4,000 statue, could he?
Well, maybe not. But now that you brought that up, ain't that a lot of money to spend for one statue?
Our new schoolhouse didn't cost that much.
Oh, you have no appreciation of art at all.
Oh, well, now, that's just where you're wrong. Why, you ought to see Eb's room. He saved pretty near every calendar we ever got, especially if there's pretty girls on them.
What's the use of telling her all that? Shut your mouth.
Oh, you wouldn't know a masterpiece if you saw one.
Oh, we wouldn't. We will now. That's all you know about it.
Shucks. We got one right here in the store.
A masterpiece in this store? Oh, I don't believe it.
Can't help it whether you believe it or not.
Yeah, what in tarnation you talking about?
Our cheese cutter.
A cheese cutter?
Yes, indeedy. It says it's a masterpiece right in the catalog. I'll get it here and show it to you.
Never mind. Do you know anything at all about Art?
Art Cayley? Yeah, he was in here this morning.
Not Art Cayley or anybody else. I mean painting, music, literature, etc.
Well, now, I guess we ain't up on all them things. Ain't had time, Miss Bunn, but we know all about that last one.
Literature?
No, et cetera. We get that in dang near every letter that comes in.
That's funny. I never see it.
Oh, you dad doing fool to have two. It's that ETC. You've seen that, ain't you?
Of course. I've seen that. I thought it was meant and so forth.
Well, it don't. It means et cetera.
Do you know when Hector Smith will be in?
I can't tell. Might come in any time. What do you want with Hector?
I don't know whether it's any of your business, but I want to tell him the sculptor will be here in a day or two, and I want to get the money he donated for the statue.
Oh, you want the money, do you?
Yes.
Well, if you ask me, Hector's just thrown his money to the birds.
I'm not asking you. Hector Smith has proved himself to be a fine, public-spirited citizen of Corn Center, and you ought to be proud of him.
Proud of him? Well, I guess we are.
Just think what this statue will mean to the town.
Suppose you tell us what it will mean. I'm tired of thinking.
All right, I will tell you. In the first place, it will help everybody to appreciate art.
You mean looking at a statue of your pa will help everybody?
It will, if you look at it in the right way.
It won't the way I'll look at it. I knowed your pa when he was...
Now, listen, you better keep your trap shut there. Don't want no more trouble around here.
Well,
it will be an inspiration for the children.
Mm.
Ought to be an inspiration for them not to be as dad-darned easy as Hector when they grow up.
Furthermore, it will show them no matter how lowly their origin, they can rise to any height.
Yes, and what's more, it'll show them that if you look long enough, you can always find a sucker.
You can't call my father a sucker.
I didn't mean your pa. I meant Hector.
Well, that just shows how much you know.
It does it?
Yes.
Well, I'll just prove he's a sucker.
All right. Go ahead. You're so smart.
You're going to spend $4,000 for this statue, ain't you?
Be careful now, Ed. We'll be having another fight.
Then go ahead. I want to prove he's wrong. Yes. $4,000 is correct.
Well, after you spend all that money on it, and it's all finished, suppose sometime you're short of cash and have to sell it. How much could you get for that statue?
Why, I never heard of such a...
Yeah, but you couldn't get 50 cents for it. You know we couldn't.
Yeah, now, see, for once, Eb's right. It looks like a bad investment to me, too, Miss Barnes.
Of all the simpletons I've never in all my...
Simpleton, huh? Say, young lady, let me tell you something. You can't call me that and get away with it. Why, I'll... first thing you know, I'll
what will you do?
Yeah, I'll go over to the post office and see if there's any mail.
Oh, shucks, conshunt. I knew something happened here. Now, look there. See what you've done? Got Eb mad, and land shakes. He's liable to stay away for an hour or two.
What do I
know.
Care how long he stays?
Yes, you don't care how long he stays, but it leaves all the work on me here.
That's too bad. Mm. Well, you haven't had a single customer since I came in.
Yes, I know, but you never can tell when somebody will come in. There you are right there.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Smith.
Oh, gosh. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Bunn.
Miss Bunn's been waiting for you, Hector. They said something about money.
Yes. Mr. Smith, if you can let me have your...
Now, just a minute. I'd like to talk to Hector in private. Would you step outside for a little while, Miss Bunn?
Certainly not. I've got business with Mr. Smith. You can talk to him later.
Yeah, I'm afraid it'll be too late.
Oh, then. Say, just a minute, what did you want to see me about, Mr. Smith?
Oh, Mr. Smith, I've engaged one of the most famous sculptors in the country to do the statue.
Oh, gee, gosh. Gee, I swell, dear. Yeah.
And I came over to get the money you subscribed.
Now, listen, Hector. Now, listen here. You'll just be a darn fool to give all that money
You keep
to,
out of this.
I don't have to keep out of it, consarn it. My dad burned it. I've known Hector Smith ever since he was knee-high to it.
Yes, that's right. You see, I've been... when I first came here, the only people that befriended me was Mr. Winterbottom and Mr. Peters.
Yes.
And furthermore, Mr. Winterbottom is one of my dearest, closest, one of the best friends that I ever had.
Now, but, what do I care whether he's the best friend you ever had? Did you bring the check?
Now, Hector, don't give it to her. Don't give it to her, Teddy. Why, dagnabbit, there ain't no statue worth $4,000. Just imagine it. Why, I bet the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor didn't cost anything.
A lot you know about it. Just think how you'll feel when you see this beautiful statue with these words in big letters across the base. A gift to Corn Center by its two first citizens, Senator Sidney Bunn and Mr. Hector Smith.
Yes, how big will the letters be?
It don't make no difference how big they'll be, Hector. You can go over and have your name painted on Zach Johnson's barn, and you'll know how big that barn is.
That's a big barn.
Well, so you can have your name painted on Zach Johnson's barn in letters 10 feet high for $25.
Don't pay any attention to him, Mr. Smith. He doesn't realize what this will mean to you.
Oh, yes, I do. It'll mean $2,000 to him.
Oh, $2,000.
Yes. Mr. Smith, can you come over to dinner one night next week?
Yes. Which night?
Well, I'll have to look up my engagements for next week, and I'll let you know in a day or two.
She's just trying to get...
Now, if you let me have that check,
Hector, you're just going to...
Mr. Winterbottom, I appreciate your good intentions. Yes, sir. I appreciate them very much, but this is one time when Hector Smith has to use his own judgment.
Mm.
Yes, sir, use his own judgment. Mm. Here's the check, Miss Bunn, made out to you. How about next Tuesday night for that dinner?
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Smith.
But how about that dinner?
I'll let you know later.
Yeah, darn it. If you wait until she sets the date for that dinner, young feller, you're going to be dad darn hungry.